We're seeking change.
Reach out, raise hope, and change society.
Everybody wants good things. We just disagree maybe on how to get there.
We'll continue our Seeking Change series now. Lorene Nguyen-Heiss is a Michigan author. 3 years ago, she walked the perimeter of Lake Michigan. She wrote a book about her experience and the environmental issues she observed along the way. This year, she embarked on a similar journey, but this time she hiked to parts of all of the Great Lakes. It was another 1,000-mile journey. It took her 76 days. She'll write about this experience as well in a book out early next year. Lorene, you wanted to learn about how the Great Lakes work and what threatens them. What are the concerning points for the lakes?
One of the biggest ones is invasive species. If you've hiked on any of the beaches, you've probably seen zebra mussel shells. That is an invasive species transported over here from the Caspian Sea in ballast water. It was dumped in Lake St. Clair decades ago, and in under 3 decades, it has populated all 5 Great Lakes. So something like that can just change the ecosystems of the lakes, and it takes them a long time to regain balance again in the ecosystem. So that's a big challenge for the lakes. Another one is that the lakes are warming up. Lake Superior is the fastest warming lake in the world right now. I swam in Lake Superior this year, and it didn't hurt. It was very refreshing, but that's also a little scary. There's very little ice on the lakes, so they can't hold on to their moisture through the winter.
Why do you care so much about the lakes?
Lake Michigan is my place. If I don't see it for a couple weeks, I start leaning to the west. And walking that edge where the water meets the sand, I feel like I've clicked in when I start walking that edge. It's my place. I think everyone has a place that calls to them, and the lakes call to me.
Has that always been a part of you, that need to be near the lake or to see the lake?
Ever since I was a little kid. When I first saw that lake, I mean, I grew up around Detroit, so we would drive across the state and go to Warren Dunes and climb the dune and run down and then throw ourselves in the lake. And that marked me as a kid. That marked me.
You say that the lakes are obviously important to the Midwest, but you also say the lakes are important to the nation.
And to North America. They contain 84% of the fresh surface water in North America. If we don't protect this resource, it can be polluted so easily, it can be diverted, and we really need to care for it.
What is the major point that you would like people to know about your experience?
I think just knowing that those lakes, that these lakes are so vital to the area, and they are fragile. When you look at the fisheries, we are completely manipulating the fishery at this point. These are vast inland seas, and we now have to go out and stock them because of invasive species killing off fish and just the imbalances there. So they're fragile. You would think that a body of water that took me over 2 months to walk around would not be fragile, but they are. I would just like people to learn more about the lakes and become more involved in protecting them and to care. I think you can look out on the lakes at times and take them for granted. And that's a mistake that we can't afford to make.
Thank you very much for talking with me.
My pleasure.
Lorene Nguyen-Heiss's upcoming book is A 1,000-Mile Great Lakes Walk.